Clay, besides the luck of just avoiding injury, what kind of things can you tie to the fact that Eli Manning has started 199 consecutive games on Sunday?
I'm sure a lot of that's genetics. If you look at his brother, family, really. But he does a great job of, avoiding the rush, throwing the ball away, not taking unnecessary hits and sacks. And it's frustrating at times for D-line pass rushers because, you obviously want to get there and get those sacks and hits. But he does a great job of that and keeps himself in the game.
Do you expect them to come out testing the pass defense given what's happened and what their strengths are?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got three stud receivers over there. We've given up a few too many yards these past two games prior to the bye week, so you would imagine they'd come out here and probably try and test us, yeah.
How are you feeling? Just, haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, feeling good. Taking on a limited, play count this week in practice, but, making all the necessary strides and steps I need to be out there on Sunday. So I feel good, and, hopefully I'll be able to cut it loose on Sunday.
Was it the hamstring late in that Minnesota game that forced you out?
Yeah, I got a little tightness, with pretty much the game almost in the bag for them. But, to answer your question.
When you see the week three bye, week four bye, that comes really early. But both the times you've had that now in the last few years, it's allowed you to come back from a hamstring injury. Do you like that, how it's timed out for you?
I mean, it's conveniently worked out, not just for me, but, especially this year. Every year is different. But we had a number of guys, especially on the defensive side, who had injuries. So having them back for these, for this upcoming game is only going to help us out be stronger defensively. So, yeah, I mean, it's really worked out, in that respect.
Clay, how much more taxing is outside linebacker on the body? I mean, you have had your only injuries have been when you were outside the inside. I think you played every game. Is there anything more taxing about it?
Well, I mean, every play is a full-speed kind of ballistic get-off. So, yeah, I mean, it can wear on you, especially in a, with the success we've had in the run game. I mean, teams are going to pass it, 40, 50 times a game. But, each position is taxing in its own right. But, especially at that elephant outside linebacker position, I mean, it's, every snap is a one-on-one battle.
With you out, what have you thought of the play of Kyler Fackrell and Nick Perry, who's had a great three games?
Yeah, Kyler filled in admirably as a rookie, was able to get that sack and some pressures on a few of those plays out there. That's what you look for. That's why we brought him in here. And at the same time, Nick's continued to play very well. Coincidentally, I mean, it's no coincidence that, he's been able to stay healthy. He's been able to make plays. He's always been able to do that. And, he's had a rash of injuries that have kind of kept him from showing his playmaking potential, so and keep him healthy, and he'll keep making those plays. And I think we've done a great job, kind of mixing up with all the studs we have as far as we can get after the quarterback.
Is this what you expected with Nick when he was drafted? You're a USC guy, I'm sure you followed him in college, and he's just had all those injuries. But did you expect this when you brought him in a few years ago?
There's obviously high expectations when you draft a guy number one overall, and I think they saw that for Nick. And like I said, he's shown flashes, and now to kind of string those together, it shows, what a guy's capable of. So, I think that's what everyone expects from him, and I think even more so than that, I think that's what he expects from himself. So, he's got to be happy about the way he started, and there's still a lot more football left, so we just need to continue the pressure we put on quarterback, stopping the run, and just overall being a dominant defense.
Clay, after you see a performance by Nick like that, do you think that maybe you might see a couple less double teams? Or do you think
I hope so. I mean, they need to go to 53, but that's what I think has given us a lot of success this year is, we've got so many guys coming in and out who can rush from the inside and the outside. And, you can put us on the inside over guards, centers, and a guy like Julius and Nick and Dayton with his, physical size and speed, myself. It presents a problem for the opposition. You can't just study one guy. Everybody has their own craft, and I think that's why we've been so balanced across the board as far as being disruptive.
Do you see Down continuing to figure out ways to make it more intriguing or make it more difficult to anticipate defense?
I think we've done a great job just lining up and beating the guy in front of us, and hopefully, that's the case where. Obviously Dom in the 3-4 defense historically will have ways in which we can get creative and, bring different guys and, kind of take advantage of matchups. But for the most part, I feel like the front seven, specifically the front four, has really been, handling their business. And I think that's why you see so much success in the running game as well as, the hits, hurries, and pressures on quarterbacks.
Has the offense been able to give you anything this week? Just Ben McAdoo was here. any tidbits that they've been able to pass along or just completely different?
I'm they're well aware that, they're aware of what we run, so, you know, in Ben's time here, and on the contrary, you know, watching them, but, you know, it's going to be a different ball game playing against, live action, but, hopefully our offense can give us some pointers, more than anything. Obviously we have a few keys and tips in which, we'll fall back on, but, for the most part, they're a very well-balanced team, and they do a lot of things well. They have a few explosive playmakers on their team who we need to keep an eye on. So it should be a good match, and it should be a good one.
Is your run defense something that snowballs and builds? Yes, you always want to stop the run, but when you're having such historic success for this franchise, is it a point of pride that, okay, we got to not allow a single big one to get away from us, and every yard matters? And for stats, do you care about that?
Yeah, no, I think it's something we kind of hang our hat on whenever we're able to. Whether it's points per game, sacks, rush defense. So right now we got something special going on up front and stopping the run, and really the entire defense. So it's something we strive for, not letting them break any big plays and kind of keeping them in check. Because as I've been saying for 8 years now, it's all about stopping the run and getting after the quarterback. It's easier said than done, but we've had some success, and hopefully that'll continue this week.
Clay, what are your impressions of Flowers at left tackle? Do you prepare any differently when it's a guy you haven't gone against before?
I prepare the same way, but he's a big athletic guy. You can tell he's improved a lot from his rookie year, and now that he's healthy, reminds me a lot of Trent Williams, and the way he's able to move and his big body. But we'll see how it goes. But we got a number of guys. We're going to line up over him, not just myself, but he's a good talent, first round talent, and I think he's proven that.
With a guy with that size and length, is it more about quickness, or is there technique?
Everything. You got to bring everything out of the bag. I don't know. I played against him. I've seen guys have success, and some things here, some things there. So we'll find out what works best against him.